All men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear.
Make America great again.
The Big Mid.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. I am your host, Lance Migliaccio, with my hard-working co-host, George Ballantine. Rise and grind. That's what we do on the Big Mig. We are the tip of the spear, as you guys know. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And you know, on this show, you're not safe on either side of the aisle. We're going to come after you. You trip up, you screw over the American people, and we're coming at you like a rabid dog. Plan is to educate you, give you the right receipts, give you the right guess, give you the truth, the sauce, call it whatever you will, and through that educate you. Hopefully you'll educate your liberal friends, you'll educate your neighbors, your loved ones, and what we'll do is we will unite this country, because as far as I'm concerned, it's we the people versus the deep state corrupted government. There is no middle ground. There may be 20 or 30 honest people. If we're lucky, I think it's probably under 20. We've seen it again. You just saw it with the FISA 702. You just saw Johnson turn on the American people once again. He's probably compromised. We're going to talk about that later on and what we really think. At the end of the day, you guys have to realize that if you don't pay attention to alt media, places like Rumble, Locals, X, if you don't look for the truth elsewhere and you just wait for it to be spoon-fed to you by the mainstream media, guess what? You're going to get spoon-fed a spoon of doo-doo. That's right, poop. They're going to just shovel a bunch of lies and fake stories, and they're going to convince you that it's true, because every good lie is intertwined with shreds of truth, and let's face it, they're very good at what they do. I want to thank our sponsors, seaofmud.com, patriotic apparel for the home family. Don't forget to use promo code, all caps, the Big Mig, for the best deal. We love those guys. Kyle's a great guy, American patriot, parallel economy. And of course, the Beard Vet guys. You know they've got a bunch of new products coming down the pike, including, that's right, the 2.5 pound grind it yourself. George loves it. 2.5 pounds of all their flavors for $24.99. Hell of a deal. And they are coming out with a lot of other stuff. Don't forget, you can buy ammunition. George loves the energy drink. He's like a crackhead on that stuff. He just pumps it up early in the morning when he goes to work. George, how much of that thing, let me see how much of that you've used. Why don't you hold that up sideways with the lid? Oh, you haven't gone in that deep
and
yet.
I gave a bottle like this to defend
them. I got you. So it's not as bad as I thought. I was worried we were going to have to get him into rehab.
No, Lance, usually the ones accusing people are the ones that need it. You're the coffee addict, bro. Let's face facts.
Tip of the spear. I'll admit.
Truth, facts, and receipts. You got a coffee problem. Admit it.
A day. Yeah. No, listen. First, you have to admit you have the problem before you can solve the problem. But guess what, George? I don't want to solve the problem.
I want to solve the problem for you because, you know, we won't get into it, but I want to bring something up because you went a little too
George
fast with the sponsor.
He's already OCD. The last thing he needs is a caffeine infusion. But let me say this to you. If Beard Vet comes out with a drip, an IV drip, I'm probably going to get it, just so you know. Probably going to load up with that thing.
Zeke is laughing in the back saying, poor George right now. I don't know how he does it. But I want to go. Lance, hold on. We got to go over to our classic, the Big Mig t-shirts, because you forgot about that.
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody to use the all caps, the Big Mig, over at Beard Vet. Don't forget to use it at Beard Vet Tactical, Beard Vet Energy. And, of course, the swag is on Sea of Mud. So get over there. We've still got a few t-shirts and a few hoodies left. Get over there. Order them for your friends and family. Make great gifts. Of course, you support the Big Mig, just like when you give us a thumbs up, a like, a comment. Share our content. We're not like one of those people that says, oh, don't use my content. It's mine. We don't think like that. We want you to spread us far and wide. That includes the global initiative. We'll be bringing a lot of new stuff in from the global initiative. You guys know we went to NAB, came back with a ton of great ideas, lots of multilingual tools, and you know that's our big goal here at the Big Mig, to go global. So, George, there was a lot of action over a particular story. I've been following Zeke Arkham for a while. He's been following me. We've interacted some, obviously. I love the way he takes no prisoners. There's no doubt. He's one of those truth tellers. And I appreciate his humor in between. He's a good man. I see how he is with his family. You get a little bit of a feel for people after you watch him for a while. I'm sure people know what I'm about at this point. Good or bad, you take it for what it is. But with Zeke, it's a lot of good. But of course, he's just like me. He doesn't like bullies. I've never liked him. Didn't like him as a kid. I don't like him now. I see a lot of online keyboard warriors. George, let's throw up the thumbnail. You know, I had to take the Bruce Buffer, let's get ready to rumble. And of course, I used the Rumble logo when I did it. And of course, I grabbed Zeke's image. I'm not sure this is the one he wanted, but this is the one that kind of had the gauntlet thrown down. On this story that we're about to get into.
I think that image fits the occasion perfectly, if you ask me.
You know, I think so, too. At the end of the day, you can find us on all the platforms. This audio file will be up everywhere. You guys know we also have the radio show. So, but our main home is Rumble and Locals. We love those guys, and we appreciate all the extra love they give us. That we are long-term players with that platform. That's the way it's going to roll. So, keyboard combat, the unhinged sport of true online warriors. Paid shills, cowards, and bots. Let's bring, no reason to leave Zeke backstage any longer than we have to. Let's bring him in.
All right, where is he? Let me do this shot. All right, welcome to the Big Mig Show there, Mr. Zeke. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you doing? I'm jealous, man. Bearded Vet, real good company, real good company. I gotta get some of their stuff.
Don't forget to use coupon code TheBigMig in all caps. Yeah. Just make sure you don't forget that.
Yeah, we got to grind that shameless plug. That's what we do on this show.
And, you know, Zeke, hold on, Lance. You know, I see you at the gym with all those t-shirts. You know, you might look really fly in one of them Big Mig t-shirts. Just saying.
I might. You know what?
CMUD.com. Use coupon code TheBigMig in all caps too.
And we might even hook you up, Zeke. We obviously, you know, I don't know. Do we have any extra larges, George?
We got, what size you wear, Zeke? Come on, for real.
I'm actually comfortably between a 2XL and a 3XL.
I believe we got 2X for you, so you'll
be
good.
We do have 2X. I know that. Anyway, I was kidding, Zeke, because somebody, and I'm not going to say the name yet, we'll get into that here in a few minutes, decided to compare him to Ronnie Coleman as if that would be a rip. I don't understand what the guy was thinking. Ronnie Coleman is without a doubt one of the greatest bodybuilders of all time, even though I know he's got some issues now physically. But God, the guy was a beast. And talk about strong. I don't think anybody's ever been stronger than Ronnie Coleman in the pro bodybuilding world. So when somebody calls you Ronnie Coleman, do you really take that as an insult, Zeke?
I mean, there are a lot worse things he could have called me. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll take Ronnie Coleman all day.
Damn, he's a great guy. Ronnie Coleman is a great human being. I've, you know, watched his documentary. I actually got a chance to interact with him years ago.
He's a legend.
He's a great person. Really nice guy.
He's a legend in bodybuilding, too. I mean, that's a compliment. That's not an insult. I mean, there's no way.
So to be clear, in keyboard combat, you know, keyboard warriors, Zeke is the true online warrior. You know, he's not one of those guys that shies away from a battle. We talk about it a lot. It's gotten incredibly sophisticated. You got lots of digital entities, you know, between and there's all kinds of epic showdowns that happen online regularly, whether it's Elon Musk or other people that make mistakes like the Krasenstein brothers. It goes on and on and on. I called it an unhinged sport. I don't know that it's unhinged. There's lots of people that put their reputations on the line. We do it. George and I do it constantly because we'll challenge people to, they go, oh, you guys are full of that. You guys are, you guys should die. You should all die in our DMs or otherwise. And we'll tell them, well, what is it about our show that you didn't think was truthful? If we made a mistake, please let us know. We'll fix it. Of course, they never come up because we always try to verify through two or three sources the information we bring to the show. So we don't stay away from it. So I think it's all the people that are brave that are out there, right? The people that really believe in what they're doing. Now, with those people that really believe what they're doing, there are many that are being paid. There are many organizations that are using bots. And for you guys that don't know, there's big cell farms in India and Asia where you can actually hire them, whether it's for likes, reposts, comments. They're getting extremely sophisticated. A lot of them are AI. You're not going to know whether or not you're arguing with a synthetic. But there are many people right now, we've covered on the show before, Media One, George, that are paid to run their operations. Now, in the case of the altercation, I'm calling it an altercation. I'm calling it an online altercation between Zeke and this other individual. I don't believe he's paid, but I do believe he's got he wants to get elected to Congress. And I think, obviously, as Roger Stone says, good press, bad press, it's all good press. I'm not sure in his case he made a lot of right decisions. George, throw up Media One for me. I just want to show these guys, and I'm going to run these first couple of medias pretty quickly because I just want people to see these operations. This is a group that actually went to the White House and is paid by different agencies and different organizations and foundations. You can see your buddy there, Zeke, your buddy, Brooklyn Dad, right in the front. He had to get front line and center, had to make sure everybody saw him. You got JoJo from Jersey there and many others. There's the names. George, throw up Media Two. Not only did they infiltrate the X users, they infiltrated TikTok. Here's Joe Biden posing with all the TikTok influencers that are being paid to disseminate narratives that are created in DC and other locations. When they want to go after somebody, if they want to go after Zeke or otherwise, they get together. Here is Chris Mowry and Harry the little bitch Sisson here at the White House once again. They get paid by an agency. You guys are probably familiar with it because we ran it on the show before. You can always go back and look at that episode. They are both working for a company that gets them money through the Democrats. And though, of course, two guys that are, that I don't like very much.
Oh, these are our favorites.
Especially
here.
Now they're doing more of it. The Krasenstein brothers. Now, especially since they're doing short form video, I now have to see their faces. I find it really, really, it really bothers me. I don't know why. These guys, obviously, another paid operation. And what is this? This is digital politics, right? So it's the intersection. You get digital technologies and forms of political engagement. Now, obviously, it's I guess it goes beyond even the scope of specific political engagement. It has a scope of attacks, bringing up people's past, present, future, going after them. And it doesn't matter whether it's national or international politics. And now all of a sudden you're seeing AI. We're seeing lots of deep fakes come onto the scene. It's getting trickier and trickier. So, and when I talk about digital politics, you have to think about hashtags. You have to think about digital diplomacy, if you want to call it that, information controlled algorithms. We're seeing that even on X to date. Fake news, social media, misinformation, cyber warfare. And you guys, you know, I'm no stranger to hand-to-hand combat. Everybody that knows my background knows that I used to like to shake it up. I also trained lots of different government agencies around the world in CQB tactics, worked for a lot of different private agency government contractors. I was never in the military, although I did train some of our forces at different organizations that were under contract. And then, of course, I did some time as a military contractor. So I'm a boy from the Bronx, and as Zeke will tell you, we're cut from a different cloth. The New Yorkers just roll different. If you're going to pop off, you better put up. At the end of the day, you know, when we were kids, if somebody decided it was a big mouth, of course, there wasn't a lot of knives and guns at that time. It's a bigger concern now because lots of cowards have to do something like that. But we would throw down on a regular basis. Can't say that I didn't do a lot of scrapping when I was a boy growing up in the Bronx. Later on, I moved to White Plains. It seems like my scrapping continued, got myself in plenty of trouble in high school. Zeke, I don't know if you followed that same pattern or not. Did you have some of that background when you were growing up?
Oh, man, let me tell you something. I went to a high school where pretty much you had to fight. You had to fight and you had to be quick with your mouth. You had to, if someone was ripping on you, someone's roasting you, you had to learn how to roast back. There was no just sitting there and taking it. You had to learn how to roast back. So between being good with your hands and being able to roast somebody, you had to survive. And then when I turned 21, I became a bouncer. Right, you know, someone just kind of said, you know, you got the size for it. You know, why don't you start working for us? So I worked in a couple of clubs, but I worked in one particular club in Long Island City that it wasn't if there was going to be a fight, it was how many. You know, if we only had three fights that night, you know, it was considered a good night. So you know, we would have to get in there and mix it up. And there were times you grab the guy, you take him outside, and you're like, hey, listen, man, go home. And now he wants to fight you. You know, so I just got to a point in my life where, you know, without realizing it, you know, you really start to walk with that swagger. You know, there's a movie with Vin Diesel that came out. I forgot what it's called, but he basically talks about 300 fights and you do that and you developed a tough skin. And I think I racked up my 300 fights pretty quickly, bouncing. So
yeah, it'll do that. Yeah. Nothing like liquor to make somebody overly brave. George, what about you? We never really talked about the kind of scrapping you did there in New Jersey.
Well, let's see. I was for some reason, I was always a bigger kid, so always the older kids tried fighting with me. I don't know why, but it just happened. But I used to bounce in some of the strip clubs back in the day, then end up managing. So there was always fights back then, all the time. Do what you got to do. I mean, drunk muscles, they ain't nothing. They were easy to apprehend and get rid of them.
You know, I did some time on the door. I did silver gloves and golden gloves in New York, and then I did some time on the door at a place called DiPaolo's Dugout. And as you can imagine by the name, there was quite a bit of action in there. So, yeah, you get up to speed pretty quickly. It's funny when people ask me about combat, actual live fire events or actually fighting. And I say to them, well, I said, after you've done a lot of it, it's kind of slow motion. And they said, what? I said, yeah, it's an odd thing. Everything kind of slows down. I don't really know how to describe it. People that have done a lot of fighting know what I'm talking about. It's an odd kind of a situation that the interaction changes. It's not the tempo in which a person that's only had one or two fights, you start to see things a little bit differently. Maybe you just know it's that experience of getting punched in the mouth. Until you've been punched in the head a few times, you don't realize whether you're a coward or not. Michael Rappaport, but first I got to say, he has switched sides. He has seen the light. He said voting for Trump is not off the table. He's finally seen that Biden, the child sniffing cannibal installed president. George, throw up the thumbnail, Media 5. This is when I called out Michael Rappaport. I almost had him too. I thought I was going to get him. I thought I had a chance. He was starting to talk some smack, but it didn't go anywhere. That is the Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, Clubber Lang poster that I modified. And I decided to call him Michael Motormouth Rappaport. And then I followed up that with a call out to Brooklyn Dad, that's Media 6. George worked hard behind the scenes to try to get this one to happen. Brooklyn Dad, nothing but crickets. And then that leads me to Nate McMurray, George, Media 7. So this is a self-proclaimed tough guy. I thought he was going to come on the show tonight. We'll show you the interaction. I thought we actually had him. Nate is a U.S. congressional candidate for New York 26. So his profile says, healthcare is a human right. Ban assault weapons. I want to point out, shall not be infringed to that answer. Fight MAGA. And a couple other things I don't even know what the hell bubble up. Any idea what that means? I have no idea what bubble up means. Anybody know?
Bubble up?
Yeah, it's on his profile.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, so this guy's got a big mouth. Am I right, Nate? Tell me about his mouth, because you've obviously been interacting with him prior to this. He's kind of an online bully, in my opinion.
Well, when I actually was staying out of it. I saw his tweets, and I said, there's nothing for me to get into. But then I started reading, and he was picking on women. You know, he's picking on older people, you know, and he's basically saying, you wouldn't come say that to me in a boxing ring. So I said, you know what? I hate bullies. I've always stood up against bullies, you know, whether it be as a bouncer, whether it be in law enforcement. I always hated bullies. I always wanted to stand up to the bullies. So I said, you know what? I just finished calling out Charles Barkley. I might as well do another one. So I sent a tweet and I said, hey, listen, I'll face you in the ring. I'll put up $1,000 of my own money to go to charity. I'll fight you in the ring. And I'll say it to your face in the ring. Hey, listen, I'm part of the MAGA movement. I support Trump. I got, I'm all about making America great again. If you beat me in the ring, which is a tall order, but if you beat me in the ring, you can literally say you beat MAGA. So let's do it. And he decided to answer everyone but me. He decided to talk about me to everyone, where he had my tweet right there. So I said, hey, Nate, seeing as how now you can't say you didn't see my tweet, let's do this. You know, I'll come to you. I'll get a ring. I'll get a venue. We'll sell tickets. We'll put it on X. Let's do it. And he came up with every reason not to do it.
And I've got a bunch of those thumbnails for anybody out there. I took screenshots. Once I saw Nate going all in, I couldn't help but laugh. I was actually surprised. I saw Zeke going all in, and then I saw Nate's reaction to Zeke going all in. At the end of the day, I was actually surprised and kind of shocked. I actually have a Charles Barkley story, a really quick one. I was hanging out in Tampa with anybody, an old UFC guy. A lot of people might not know him. Marcos Huja. Do you guys know that name? He actually brought foot stomping to the UFC. I can't say that he didn't step on my toes and feet literally hundreds of times to the point of really angering me when we would train together. Charles Barkley one night was out drinking with his buddies, and we were there, and a couple of girls I think Charles was interested to started talking to us. One thing led to another. Charles started talking trash, not knowing who he was talking to. Marco was pretty gracious about the whole thing and kind of gave him some room, but he just kept going. It actually came close, except I warned one of his friends that Charles was about ready to end his NBA career pretty quickly if he got into this altercation, not realizing that this, I think Marcos run UFC 3 or 4, I can't remember now, it was a long time ago, and that's back when I was working out with the Gracies, the Machados, Bass Rutten, Ken Shamrock, and a lot of other guys. So, Nate, George, put the mediate. Go ahead, buddy.
Bubble up means to rise, like to rise up.
Oh, so I guess he's bubbling up. I guess he's trying to bubble up on you, but, Zeke.
And also,
he's not
though,
doing a very good job, though.
I hope not. He's not my type, you know, so to speak. So I hope not.
Are you sure?
I'm very positive.
All right. Cool. But there's another meaning to it that Rich just sent me. Bubble up in business, it means it's a phrase that means to expose information at a higher reporting level. So we know he's not a business guy. He's not reporting information. So it probably means to rise up. So just what I got to do is pop his bubble. That's all.
I'd like to show the audience how the way he talks to people. And this is a comment he made. And basically, MAGA pretends their angst is about Ukraine or prices at the grocery store or vaccines or whatever. Every month it changes, but some consistent grievances motivate the MAGA crowd. They hate all black people. We're going to ask Zeke about that in a minute and what he really thinks of that.
He's racist?
They hate women. I can answer that one for us. MAGA does not hate women, far from the truth.
Well,
we're not really fans of Karens.
I was going to say, I don't know if I like liberals, Lance, so there might be some hatred for them.
I'm not a big fan of women that have 50 pounds of piercings in their faces and blue hair. At the end of the day, I mean, to each his own. Maybe some people like that. I guess everybody deserves to be happy is my belief. And they hate gay people. I don't hate gay people. I just don't believe that the rhetoric of LGBTQT-65 LMNOP or whatever the hell it is now. I don't believe that or the transgender DEI agenda should be force fed to our children. And at the end of the day, I think whatever people want to do in their own lives is great. But it's not a requirement that I should have to support what you do, just like I'm not asking you to support what I do. If you don't want to follow me, if you don't want to watch the show, no problem, don't. But I don't want to have to see this garbage being peddled to our kids nonstop, so call it whatever you will. Zeke, hate black people. Do you find that MAGA hate black people?
Not at all. Honestly, I've said over and over again, I think the worst racism I ever get is from so-called liberal leftists who, you know, they treat me like I'm some sort of pet, some sort of, a special needs child who can't do things on their own. You know, if you listen to the leftists, they go, he can't get an ID. He can't really navigate the internet. You know, he can't really compete academically at the same level as Asian and white people. So we're going to have to lower the standards. To me, that's a soft racism. It's a soft bigotry. So I see more racism on the left, if anything.
Yeah. There's no doubt. George, what do you think of those three comments? And then I'm going to read the rest of what Nate decided to say here that I think was ignorant.
I mean, he is ignorant. I mean, just to say, talk about black people or women in general, it's just, he's a racist POS. I mean, it's people like that that cause more division in this country. He's not
divisional rhetoric.
Yeah, he's not suited to be any congressional seat, not suited for any seat. How about that? Whether it's a local, in the town level, or county, anything. The dude should be in, where do you live, Zeke?
I'm on Long Island now.
You should go to Long Island for a few days. You know what I mean? But Lance, I'm going to say something before his next post. I'm not even going to talk about it, but I felt the responsible need on behalf of MAGA to report him for that too. Just want to put that out.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, here's the bottom line. Nate could have come on this show to defend himself. I would ask him to defend this position. Saying this about MAGA is incorrect. I'm the farthest thing from racist. As a matter of fact, my wife is from Africa. I'm also Sicilian. So, and if you take a look at my DNA on Ancestry, it says Moor. Sicilian Moor, which of course we know what that is. We know the history of Italy and the boot and what happened, obviously centuries ago. So, he continues here. Whatever valid concerns they may have about a changing world, technology or globalization, it all gets suppressed for these themes. So he's acting like those are the only themes that we care about and that's all we talk about. Suppressed by who? A billionaire class who tells them to hate everybody so they can continue to have an indulgent existence of entitled mediocrity? I don't know. MAGA is a loser's creed, a victim's cry. Don't be a victim. Join us in fighting for healthcare as a human right, universal equality and living wage, a better education. Well, that's not true. The Democrats haven't done any of that. Inflation's excessive of 18%. We know that their position on minorities, we've seen them publicly. And let's not forget that Joe Biden used to hang out with the head of the Ku Klux Klan. You guys don't have to believe me. Just Google it. You'll find him sitting right next to him regularly. You'll also find lots of racist comments that Joe Biden made years ago. So it's trying to act like that doesn't exist and redirect and blame it on MAGA. Now, this post is what lit Nate up. I don't know. It sounds like it didn't go well for him. He lost some of his voter base and his supporting financial constituents. Let me read this before you even throw it up. Die, MAGA, die.
I just want to know, how come his account is not suspended for violent threats and harm of other people? Because I know if I put die, liberal, die or something like that, my account will get suspended. I know your guys' accounts will get suspended. How come Nate's account ain't suspended? I think you, Zeke, you said, or somebody said to report this post. I know a bunch of people reported it. What's going on? I don't know.
Oh, no, I didn't say it.
Somebody else did.
I want him up because I want him to stumble into accepting my challenge. So exactly. I want his post to stay. I want him on X. I want the engagement with him. I want all of his people to finally say to him, hey, listen, maybe you should take this fight. You know, hey, listen, you know, like I said, 5 rounds. We got a ton of money that can go to charity. Let's do it.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on a single shot. I'm going to send this to him. So here you go. Okay. What do you want to tell him? Go ahead, Zeke.
I'll say, hey, Nate, listen, I offered to put up money of my own. All of my friends on X all said they would chip in money. So you got about 10 grand at least we could raise for this fight. We do 5 rounds. You said I look like I need cardio. So you should be able to last throughout the 5 rounds. I should be sucking air somewhere after, you know, mid second round. So let's do it. You make it sound like it's so easy. Let's do it. Let's see how far we both get. And then after that, we'll see what happens. If you win, you can say you beat MAGA. If I win, I can say I took down Nate McMurray, who will probably never be heard from again. So let's do it. What have you got to lose, Nate?
Yeah. So
let's,
Nate,
get ready to rumble.
Nate, so I suggest you back up your mouth, you know, back it up and accept this challenge. Or are you going to be one of them keyboard warriors, one of them little soy boys? Because I'm from North Jersey. I live right there close to New York. He's in Long Island. So let's get, or Long Island, right? Let's go, Nate. Get on it.
Listen, I was born and raised South Jamaica, Queens, New York. 50 Cent grew up a couple blocks away from me. I know what it's. I grew up in the streets. I grew up with gangs. I grew up with guns. I grew up with violence. You call me out, I'm coming for you. There's no hiding behind a keyboard. There's no, well, you know, sign
up. How New Yorkers do it.
Zeke, I got it.
I'm not doing any of that.
Zeke, I got it. I'm gonna let's pick a day. I'll come pick you up. I'll have the camera ready. We'll go find him and just confront him and see what he's got to say in person. See if he's going to talk all that smack in person. I'm going to bet no, but let's do it. You want to do it? I'm game. I'll pick you up, bro.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I can take the Metro North. I'm good. All right. I'll come see you.
Where's he at? Where's this guy at?
Here we are.
Lance, where's he at?
Yeah, it's a good question. I put him on a milk crate. We'll show a milk carton a little earlier. Nate hasn't seen that yet. I'll show that. I got crickets on that. So this is the age, what I was talking about earlier, keyboard cowards, right? And that's what happens. Only cowards hide behind keyboards.
Oh, we didn't even show this.
They do it on purpose. They sit behind these computers and mobile phones and their iPads, and they sit here talking a tremendous amount of trash. They're insulting. At the end of the day, then they're offended when we suggest that there's no reason to stand behind a keyboard. If you'd like to see me in person, I'll fly to your location. I've offered it many times. It's an open invitation for anybody that wants to overload their ass. And just like Zeke, I don't like bullies.
You know what? I didn't show that post of where you said that. So let me put it up real quick. So the Die MAGA Die one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just so everybody sees it.
So there this it is a guy that's running for Congress. I don't think it's a good idea for anybody to talk like this. I wouldn't support a Republican saying die, liberal, die, because I don't think at the end of the day that anybody should die for their political beliefs. I think at the end of the day we should unify. We have to recognize that it's not the people. It's not, there is no such thing as a party. It's a uniparty. There is no division. That is the David Copperfield. That is the sleight of hand they use on us. Now, Zeke, here's the Media 10. Now, let me point this out for everybody. And Zeke's already acknowledged this. When this guy was popping off here to begin with, he was actually threatening somebody else. Zeke didn't like it. And what Zeke said to him is, hey, if you want to box a MAGA guy, I'm your Huckleberry, a famous line from Tombstone. I've always liked that line. Media 10, George.
Media 10. Here we go.
So Nate is saying to somebody else, I guarantee you wouldn't say that to me in a ring. Of course, I love what Zeke did here. He said, hey, Nate McMurray, hi, my name is Zeke Arkham. I'm a proud Trump supporter. You seem to want to duke it out with a Trump supporter, so I'll step up and be your Huckleberry. I can get us in a ring and a venue. I'll even put up $1,000 of my own money and donate it to an agreed-upon charity. So, well said. I love a guy that stands up. George, let's go right into Media 11, and I think we probably have to take up. I think you're queuing me up for. I could smell the break coming.
Yeah,
I can smell it.
You know.
All right, let's stay right there. Big Mig Mafia, Big Mig supporters, you guys stay tuned. When we come back, we got lots of other stories, and we're going to wrap this one up with Zeke Arkham, social media influencer and hero to the people.
Sites like you mentioned, and they're only going to allow a couple thousand sites. 99% of the web will be off limits.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound, brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee, make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mig Show. Here we host George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, and our new brother, Zeke Arkham. Is that how you say your last name?
Arkham, yeah.
Arkham. I was right. See, I got it right. I just want to thank our sponsors, Sea of Mud, Patriotic Apparel. Get all your gear there, Big Mig shirts, and Beard Vet Coffee. All your good coffee and all your other gear there, too. Zeke, use coupon code THEBIGMIG in all caps.
THEBIGMIG in all caps.
So I'm just going to let you guys know. I can see the headlines tomorrow, right? There's the dude, Nate. He's going to be like, look, they're coming after me. I need protection. Yeah. Then you're going to have the leaders. Then you're going to have the liberal news. Hold on. You're going to have the liberal news outlets going, look, they're coming after him. They're threatening. The MAGA's going to come after him. You know, you know how they spin it. It'll be fun, though. Yes, listen, we are coming after him. He came after us and threatened us. Damn right.
I always say, listen, I'm not a tough guy. I'm not out there picking fights for people. You know, if he actually had the stones to sit and talk, I'd talk with him. The same thing I said to Charles Barkley. Why don't we sit and talk and figure out and see what each other are thinking? You know, look at each other's viewpoints.
Yeah.
You know? But I saw he challenged a couple of people. He said, you know, you wouldn't say it to me in a ring. So I stepped up and I said, you know what? I would say it to you in a ring. Let's go.
And at the end of the day, I agree with you. We're always looking for a peaceful solution because the divisional rhetoric and the chaos, that's what our government does. They want us to be divided. They need that. That's how it works, right? That's how they fake the votes, how they do everything they do and act like somebody wants them to give more money to Ukraine or somebody wants them to fund foreign wars or anything else that they do. Of course, they don't. It's no longer government for the people, by the people. It's a bunch of rich assholes in D.C. that are paid by the military-industrial complex, big pharma, foundations, NGOs, and super PACs. They get book deals. They insider trade. Of course, they're above the law, and we're not. So peaceful solutions, of course. I would love to still have Nate come on the show to talk about it and defend his position, because I think as a man, you have to defend your position. If you open your mouth, it's an obligation. That's man code. At the end of the day, you can talk guy code, tell me any name you want to give it. That's at least the way I grew up. I grew up around a bunch of wise guys, and they always said that you had to be honorable, that you had to have integrity. You had to have morals and ethics. I know that sounds strange coming from wise guys, but at the end of the day, I believe they're way more ethical than anybody in D.C. Now, Nate, you actually at one point had to point out to him, I did accept your challenge. He did a lot of evasive stuff. Oh, yeah. So George Strow at Media 11, this is Nate telling him, looks like you now can't say you didn't see my challenge. I've got a nice little pot going for my followers. This will all go to a really good cause. We could do 5 rounds. I'm seeing you're a fellow New Yorker, so I could take the Metro North to you. You're talking big game, back it up. And it goes on there from that. Of course, he says, I don't want to give old Zeke a heart attack. That's one of his cheap shots. I don't think he's able to do that, but he was. Now you've got a follower, Carmine Sabla. He put up $2,500. The pot's growing. Here's the challenge. He says, I'll throw in $2,500 if he can beat Nate. I saw other people throw in thousands. I wouldn't be surprised if we really started to get serious about this. If we got a commitment that the Big Mig Show couldn't get a lot of people to throw in to this pool. George, Media 13, And you're responding to his cardio shot. And the reason I'm bringing this up is he takes a shot. He says he would croak just from climbing in the ring. He's built like a poor man's Ronnie Coleman circa now. Now, for anybody that knows Ronnie Coleman, that's like the ultimate compliment. We covered that at the beginning of the show. Ronnie Coleman was the top of it. The fact that he's got an injury now and that this guy would take a cheap shot and say circa now, like that's an insult. But I got to say, calling Zeke Ronnie Coleman, Zeke, my hat's off to you. Ronnie Coleman was a beast. That means you're a beast, and that's all I could say. Now, here I am in Media 14, George. I just want to show them that he actually said, maybe I'll come on. We can talk. I'll remind Zeke about cardio. He can explain to me why it's manly to wear a tight T-shirt and pose for photographs at the gym. Again, I don't know how that's a shot. It's very common now, but I said I'm open for that. Proves that we actually did invite him on and wanted to give him a fair chance, and I would not have blindsided him. We don't use ambush journalism on this show. I'll call you for what I see it. If you got the right answers, it's not ambush journalism. I would have asked him to take his position. And here he goes, get Zeke to put up some money, and he needs to sign a medical waiver. That's 15, George.
He's just, listen, Lance, he's just making excuses.
What do you
excuses.
Think about that, Zeke? You need a medical waiver, buddy, because it sounds like Nate's just going to hurt you.
Listen, I'll sign it. I'll sign it. And like I said, all my friends were online. They all came along, and they said they'll put money up too. He's got literally no excuse to turn it down. I'm not saying I'm going to face him in a backyard somewhere. I'm not going to, you know, come to his house and challenge him to a bare-knuckle fight in the middle. I'm saying, listen, we do this like gentlemen. We do
sanctioned event for charity.
Sanctioned event in the ring for charity. It's the safest thing possible. If I'm going to croak climbing into the ring, then guess what? Then you just had an easy night. I don't understand why he's ducking and running, although maybe I do understand why he's ducking and running, because he's a fake tough guy. That's what it comes down to.
I'm going to sweeten the pot right now. Nate, I mean, Zeke, would you let him wear headgear? Would you let him wear some headgear if he asked to?
Go ahead. Wear your headgear. I'm going in there like old school Tyson.
All right. Nate, you just got headgear. You've got money. You've got a waiver. The Big Meek Show is ready to promote the fight. We'll do everything we can to get Rogan interested in what's going on here. You know, it's an opportunity, but this is what happens with keyboard warriors and keyboard cowards, right? They have this perceived power that they use on regular people. They act like they're hyper intelligent and they have the ability to do a bunch of harm, but in reality, they lack any of those qualities. You know, you can't harm, you know, you have to have a sense of purpose when you're online. You guys know that. Many of these individuals, in my opinion, are overly angry. You can see the way we're laughing on the show. Neither one of us are angry, and George clearly isn't angry. He's always cracking jokes. But hiding behind a keyboard and acting like there are no consequences for doing that is not right. It makes you a coward for doing that. You think you have this protective layer because you're using a fake avatar. In Nate's case, he didn't use a fake avatar. At least I'll give him credit for that. But there are so many accounts doing that. All I can tell you, people, for mental health, a lot of times it's better if you don't engage. You guys know that I think that. Silence, sometimes it has good and bad qualities, but at the end of the day, some of these people, not all of you are Nate or myself. I'm not suggesting in any way that violence is the right step in situations like this, but
it's for charity, man. It's for charity. Come on.
Yeah, violence from New York and New Jersey know better. But I want to say something. This is from Matthew 7:6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. So, guys, I want you guys to think about that statement. George, throw up 16. This was my last shot at getting Nate. Well, I took two shots. I took this one. I said, good morning, Nate. Are you coming on the show? I haven't heard back from you. If yes, then I need an email. And I meant to say to send, but I was laughing when I wrote this. Sometimes, you guys, when I have typos, it's because I know I have a jacked up sense of humor, but I'm laughing because I know what I'm up to send Zoom credentials for interview. Of course, he didn't. So I followed up with Media 17. George.
Yeah, sad. He's.
I'm worried now.
We got the Amber Alert out for him, Lance. Just so you know, the Amber Alert is out.
You should put out an Amber Alert for him. Obviously,
we did.
I did pay to have him put on some of the milk cartons out in the in New York and New Jersey. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm concerned for your safety, Nate. Are you okay, Nate? Man, Zeke, give me some of your last thoughts on this, and then we'll go to the next story. But I want to hear, you know, give some people advice out there. Not everybody is Zeke Arkham. You obviously can handle yourself. I'm sure you're capable. You're also a good man that I know you wouldn't do it unnecessarily. At the end of the day, you're like us. I know what you're trying to do online. You're trying to save the country.
We know Nate. We know kids. Nathan's saying, thank God everybody ain't Zeke Arkham right now.
Well, anybody that's got kids and family exactly knows that we're trying to save this country. I'm not trying to divide it. I really will fight for liberals, nonpartisan, and conservatives equally, because I believe we have to protect the Constitution and the freedom that this our founders and framers had designed for us. So, Zeke, give people some, you know, some advice on this kind of stuff in a good way, and kind of let them know what they should be doing online and what makes the most sense.
Listen, I mean, I get people all the time that reach out to me and they're like, you know, hey, listen, how can I build up my follower count? Which I hate that word follower, because I feel like, you know, we're all in this together. And my advice to them is I always say, listen, just tell the truth. Don't tell your truth. Don't pick a side and try to fit the truth into that side. Just tell the truth. Just go out there and be yourself. You know, my grandmother always used to say, always speak the truth, whether it fills a room or empties it. And that's what I've done.
Wow.
So you just you keep telling the truth. You're on the side of the truth. And always just be, you know, don't be afraid to be yourself. You know, I put my humor out there, whether it's good or bad. Sometimes it's gotten me in trouble. Sometimes, you know, it's good. But, you know, just go out there, just be yourself. And, you know, I always say, you know, to borrow from Larry Elder, we have a country to save. You know, it's like you said, let kids be kids. You know, you shouldn't be pushing this ideology out there for kids. You know, you shouldn't be trying to sway the country one way or another. You know, trying to fit everyone into a box, into a subsection. You know, we can all be neighbors. We can all be friends. We can all sit at the cookout together and have fun and trade stories. But we've got the people up above trying to divide us. And guess what? They're doing a good job. And it's up to us to fight back.
Amen to that. That is an amen. They are doing an amazing job. George, I'd like your thoughts on this. If you could give people advice out there, because obviously in the Big Mig, we are not calling for violent rhetoric. No, I mean, we are saying that use your words judiciously. Don't think just because you're sitting on the other side of the country that there isn't an opportunity. I'll tell you what, I'm often shocked how small this country is. I run into people all the time that I would never think. I'm in an airport, I'm somewhere else. I'm surprised I've bumped into them, people I haven't seen for years. And that's how things are. Not because that's a warning, it's because you should be good to each other. It's not about causing division. But at the end of the day, if you're going to put your words out there in a way that's unfair to others just because you think you can be an online bully, then assume that there are people like Zeke and myself and George that may, in fact, change your mind rapidly on that. George, your comments.
So Nate McMurray, he put that, especially that post, that Die MAGA post, he's just looking for attention. And he's looking for attention from those left to garner more support and get his name out there by... Because, you know, they all feed off of that BS stuff. Oh, he's going to get MAGA, you know. That's all it is. It's all just, I'm going to say, like an advertisement for him. And that's it. Because he ain't about nothing. He's just about talk. That's why he confronted Zeke, you know, in that manner. Because he's hoping that all his liberal ex-friends will see it. And then maybe he'll hit a liberal news media outlet or something, give him more attention. That's all it is. So, you know what? Don't give them attention. Don't give them what they want. Because most people will talk all that tough crap on... online or not, but in person, they ain't shit. It's just like when you have gangs. You have 5-6 of them all together, will talk tough one-on-one. Usually they don't. And it ain't about nothing. I've the been there, done
guy
that.
In the room was always the quietest. The guy that says, well, okay, we can do this. I didn't come out here for the night. If you have never been in a fight like that, you can know that the guy that doesn't get loud, the guy that stands there calmly, is the guy that's more prepared than you can imagine. And in the case of Nate, to pick on women or other people and think that that's okay, that's not good leadership. That's not the kind of people we need in Congress. And I don't care what your political affiliation is. So, Nate, I want to give you a plug. I know you've got to run because you got some family stuff you have to attend to. Please,
call
man.
Call me Nate, brother. Zeke.
I'm sorry, Zeke.
Oh, my God, Lance. Favor, yeah, I apologize, I Zeke.
Yeah, I apologize. That,
that's what, see, Zeke, hold on. That's what happens when you have too much coffee. This is why I'm trying to get him into coffee rehab. I don't want to take it all away from him. I just want him to have it in moderation throughout the day. So, Zeke,
do me a favor. Please share with everybody your social media on all platforms. And do you have a website? Do you have anything else you're working on that maybe you want people to be aware of so they can follow you and get involved?
Not at all. I'm just a guy with a social media account. You can find me on X. That's my main platform. The former Twitter. Zeke Arkham, Arkham. I forgot how to spell my own name.
Lance will do that to you.
and then you can find me on Instagram, same handle, Zeekarkham, where you'll see my video rants, my commentary, things like that. So those are my two main platforms, and that's it.
Lance, hold on real quick before I have, because we have him on a single shot. If you look at his lower one third underneath his name, did you see what I put? None of you guys seen that.
Troll Hunter.
There you go.
At the end of the day, I think you're good. A good man. And I appreciate that you're engaged every day trying to make a difference. It's people like you that are making a difference. We try to do our best, Zeke, on this show. At the end of the day, we try to give a message of unity. It's difficult because they've got so many people ramped up and the brainwashing has been so complete in so many ways. They don't recognize.
Yeah, Zeke, are you on True Social?
I was. I haven't posted on it in years, though.
Oh, because my personal assistant just said, I just followed Zeke on Truth. I'm like, wait, is he on there? All
right. Yeah, I think I tagged you in the advertising over there, not knowing for sure that it was you, because you know how that is with people. They're always engagement farming. So listen, if you guys aren't already following Zeke Arkham, I strongly recommend you go follow him. He's got great messages. He's got great input. And he's definitely a guy that will defend you if you're attacked by the left or by bullies. Zeke, thanks so much for joining us, man. I really appreciate the time you took tonight to get with us.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we love having you on.
Godspeed.
And let's figure out a day to meet and we'll go do that. I'll get the camera.
Stay tuned, Big McMafia. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go nowhere. It's like a fight show.
And they're only going to allow a couple thousand sites. 99% of the web will be off limits.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, Vet focused, and Beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare. Psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.
Welcome back to the Big Mick Show. We are back.
What happens when we're talking backstage and we're laughing too much?
So listen, man, like Lance, what's going on with this? I mean, it's very disappointing, these news about the cannibals. Big fans they're big fans of the Big Mick Show. Is this true?
I announced last night that I had located the cannibals in Papua New Guinea that were going to come on the show. The problem is, it sounds like Starlink is not functioning there. So the cannibals Joe Biden's uncle will not be joining us. Although I didn't realize, George, that they were such big fans of the Big Mick Show.
Me either. I mean, this is great. I want to show everybody. Check that out. I don't know how they got to see a Mud Patriotic Apparel without the Starlink. They must have went to town or had a friend do it or a family. I don't know, something, but maybe smoke screens. I got to ask Kyle.
They were going to bring Uncle Bozy's skeleton onto the show, but listen, in all seriousness, are any of you out there, I know we get some liberals that watch the show. I've seen some of them talking, and I've heard them talk about it after the show.
We do?
How the hell can you guys continue to support Biden? I mean, granted, he's an installed president, okay? We'll just get past that. Let's not even talk about the election fraud. But he's lost his mind.
I'm going to tell you, Lance.
At this point, he's 50% liar, 50% lost his mind, and 100% full of shit.
I'm going to tell you the answer.
How can you guys deal with this?
I'm going to tell you the answer. They support Biden because they just have so much hatred for the name Trump. And why? Because we have our corrupt, lying social mainstream media making Trump look like that, and they just believe it. So that's it. What other reason can it be? You can't tell me you want Mushhead
Biden and realize that his mind is mush. I mean, he lied again today. All he does is make up stories. He's like he was this. He was a pro athlete. He was, popcorn was a bad dude.
We got two wars going on, possibly three coming up.
I mean, stealing money in Ukraine. Him and his son are corrupt. I mean, look, I'm not telling you vote for Trump. I mean, I think you should vote for Trump, but forget Trump for a minute. Vote for whoever the hell you want. But how can you support this administration? This is insane. So Zach Parkinson on X, pretty good digger, came up with a bunch of stuff. George, throw up Media 19, and so we know that most of the story is made up about Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan, who was Joe Biden's uncle. He was a ground crew member, an ordnance officer, not a reconnaissance pilot, like Biden said. In 1944, Finnegan was a passenger on an A-20, a twin engine, not single engine plane, again, that ditched into the ocean. It wasn't shot down, it ditched because of a failure. The flight went down over the Bismarck Sea, not in an area where there were a lot of cannibals. So
wait, you're saying that's a lie?
Yeah, I'm saying that in fact the cannibals aren't true. They weren't going to come on the show, just for you guys out there that still believe that your president Joe Biden wasn't installed and believe that he's not out of his gourd. And that, for God's sakes, he did all his work from the basement of his house. He didn't even go to his rallies, had 10 people. Are you guys freaking kidding me?
You think he did the work? He didn't do the work.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So this next media is the military records. I'm going to just put a nail in the coffin with this. The military records related to Ambrose Biden's death. The subject plane became lost and was forced to make a crash landing due to lack of fuel. He was a passenger, not a pilot, a passenger on a courier mission. There's the actual documentation. George, throw the next page up. And here it is. The plane became lost and was forced to make a crash landing due to lack of fuel. Okay, Media 22. Finnegan brothers land in Australia with the U.S. Air Corps. They talk about them being there, and they are talking to a Flying Fortress ground crew, not a pilot, a ground crew, Flying Fortress ground crew. Now they talk on the next document, Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan, second lieutenant. This just goes to put a nail in what his service was, and of course, none of it matches what Biden said. Now, sounds like New Guinea academics and New Guinea leadership are pissed off over this story. The academics made this quote, which
wouldn't
I
you
think
be too?
Is,
he just called the New Guinea people cannibals, and they ate his uncle. Oh, I mean, I would be upset too.
But listen to this quote, George. They wouldn't just eat any white man who fell from the sky. Now, I think they're indicating that they wouldn't eat a Biden because the flesh is putrid.
I can understand that.
I don't know if that's what they meant. The New Guinea prime minister, it's Papua New Guinea, of course, he blasted Joe Biden for false claims about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. He's not very happy about it. He talks about further that there are lots of bodies and unexploded ordnance. Why don't they come over and clean up the mess they made? Because Uncle Bozy's not there. They think that it's our government's fault. They didn't declare World War II. Of course, this is what we're talking about. And the Pentagon's Defense POW MIA accounting agency provides a different account of the events, of course, that do not support Joe Biden. So, George, how do you feel about KGP at this point with all her bullshit lying about the cannibals and then trying to, that it was a proud moment for Joe Biden to talk about his uncle being a buffet for cannibals.
Well, I'm just curious, where is all the media with all the, you know, Pinocchio counts on Biden and, and Afro Chucky?
I mean, yeah, where's the fact checking? The fact checkers.
From, you had from Circle Jerk Jen, Circle Back Jen.
Yeah. To same thing.
Afro Chucky, she didn't even go to that. She just like does the circle around. She don't have to say we got to circle back. She just puts you around that circle and diverts and lies. I mean,
two of the worst traitors and cowards. That's what I think DC is all made up of, and that's both sides of the aisle. Johnson, one of the biggest cowards out there, just to prove that budget. The American people didn't want it. We're tired of supporting a losing war. Zelensky obviously is probably partying his ass off at this point. Can't wait for those billions to arrive so he can steal some more. And I'm sure many of our political officials are going to financially benefit from the money they've stolen from the American people. But it is what it is. It's normal to see these lies. But here's something. I don't like climate activists, George. How do you feel about climate activists?
They're very misleading, deceiving. What's it like about them?
Well, I don't like the rhetoric where they talk about whether it's electric cars or windmills. You made a comment the other day how the wind generators out in the ocean are killing all the whales off the coast of New Jersey.
They just didn't kill
Kristen, yeah, and they're killing lots of predatory birds like bald eagles when they're on land. They don't recover. They can't be recycled. The battery technology is worthless at this point. Let's face it, almost all electric cars at this point are being charged by coal-fired electricity. So there's a massive landfill fire. I've got the video in Delhi, India, 27 million people. It's called the Ghazipur landfill, which I guess is considered the largest in India and maybe the biggest in the entire world. The big deal about this is, and I want to give you some numbers because some climate experts actually ran the numbers on this. This fire is just massive, and the emission savings of every electric car ever driven and every solar panel ever installed has been undone over the last 5 hours, not including beyond that. This has been going on. It's been burning now for, 48 hours or longer. So that has been undone over the last 5 hours in a single fire, and yet, George, not one climate activist
really?
Is talking about
that's
this.
That's
shocker, isn't it? Wow. Just a shocker.
They haven't put the fire out. They can't put it out.
This shows the scope of the fire. And this landfill, I guess, is just gigantic.
Here we go. Boom. You know what's amazing? You got Lance, they got the guys on motorcycles just driving by, breathing that toxic air in like it's nothing. Like, you know, oh well. I can't believe it. How come they're not putting it out? Where's
all the climate activists? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the dimensions of that burn off have unwound everything that's ever been done for electric vehicles and all the other climate initiatives. In 5 hours of that fire burning, and it's now been burning for 2-3 days. So I think your guys' arguments for all, climate, global, might as well throw that out the window. It's a bunch of trash. At the end of the day, I'm sure the planet will recover. I'm not saying we shouldn't be conscious of the resources we use. I'm saying that stop believing climate people peddling their rhetoric. Okay, this is an amazing video somebody put together. I did not do it. It's called A Warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes, George. Under 2 minutes, here is a great list and an extremely accurate list. Please take this video, share it far and wide. It's on our profile over on the Big Mig Show. You need to share this with everybody you know.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Coming up. Dun, 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 dun.
A warning to America. 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
Mission log 2050-01.
Interesting.
We will be putting that up on our Rumble channel so that you guys can share it far and wide. Feel free to use it. That's what the person that created it, at least from the posts I've seen. I think it's great. It's a great summary. It really should wake people up, and I don't care who you are. Once again, we want to unite the country. We're telling you to do it peacefully, and this is how you do it. Send that video, get your email list together, send it to every person you know. George, you found, it looks like Zelensky is getting some pre-partying ready for the $64 billion he just got awarded. I'm not sure how much he's going to steal. He's already got mansions, yachts, exotic cars. He's already got a $17 million penthouse in Dubai, which I'm sure he's going to flee to when this is over with because there's no extradition
there.
I
just want you to know I called the Guinness Book of World Records for you.
Oh, I think it's good.
And I, you know, I put in a request, the paperwork for this. I think he got the record for, what is it, the most sniffling his drip in one press conference.
What's the drip, George? What's the drip from, though? Has he got allergies?
It's from cocaine.
High on cocaine. Did it. Yeah. He's look, I made you a coke. Ukraine, they say cocaine.
They say if you sniff coke, you get like that drip in the back of the throat. I don't know. I looked it up. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. All right.
Yeah. We're going to play it, though. Here we go. Ready? Oh, wait. I got to do something. Hold on. Hold your horses. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Check this out.
Sniffling.
Guinness Book of World Records here.
Single largest donor of military equipment to Ukraine, and we said that we would match or exceed that amount, almost 2.5 conversations, which is why we've provided it on, but also those long range.
Not bring to anything good.
Thank you. Phase of the battle, and that's a very productive conversation that we're having.
That video is for some reason not going. Let me see something here. Oh, what is going on?
I don't know either. Yeah, we have it works, obviously, in Notion. We'll take a minute to fix that for you guys. But obviously, Zelensky, we've heard it more than once, he has a substance abuse problem. It could be why he has a personal relationship with Hunter Biden, because they like to share the blow. Let's do it again.
Let me put it up. Let's see if it works.
Single largest donor of military equipment to Ukraine, and we said that we would.
Interesting.
Hold on, let me check something out here, man.
We apologize, guys. A little glitch there. Not sure what it's about. In the meantime, if you like the show, don't forget to thumbs up, like, comment, share the product. You can find The Big Mig Show on X. You can find Lance Migliaccio on X. You can find G Ballantine on X. And, of course, on every other platform, it's The Big Mig, Lance Migliaccio, and George Ballantine. The people over at X haven't figured out that George needs an extra letter with the length of his name yet. Hopefully they'll be gracious. And of course, you know, we are live streaming to Rumble and Locals. If you like the show, please subscribe, share the content as much as you like, short form. And you can do a paid subscription. You can do a non-paid subscription. Whatever you can do, we don't want to cause you financial issue because you're on the show, but it's only a couple of bucks. Same thing over on X. You can subscribe there. And of course, over on Locals, you can get exclusive content and you can, of course, tip us And you can also subscribe over on Locals. We'll be doing more and more exclusive content over there.
I brought the George. I re-put the video loaded back up. Let's see if it works because it's working on my video player. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. It happens.
Donor of military equipment to Ukraine, and we said that we would match or exceed that amount.
The next show, we don't want to continue to make you guys stick around for no reason at all. At the end of the day, it's the Big MIG show. George Ballantine, Lance Migliaccio, tip of the spear. You guys know we do it each and every week. We won't be on tomorrow, but we will be back Wednesday. I'm trying to connect with J.R. Majewski, see if he's available on Wednesday. If not, we have got a ton of guests coming on, guys, so you've got to pay attention. You're going to be surprised and impressed. I'm waiting to hear back from Eric Prince. Of course, you know he is the founder of Blackwater and Academy. We also have lots of other people on deck. So we're trying to kind of get all those interviews stacked out. We're going to have Mindy Robinson on and many others. So, George, is there anything else you'd like to add on our way out?
Yes, because I don't go down lightly, Lance, and it shit pisses me off when it does. So hold on.
But we love Rumble. We love Locals. Hopefully you guys do, too.
Here we go.
We appreciate
Let's
their
see.
Support.
I put it through Adobe in real quick.
Largest donor of military equipment to Ukraine. And we said that we would match or exceed that amount, almost 2.5 conversations, which is why we've provided it on, but also those long range.
I'd bring to anything good.
Thank you. Phase of the battle. And that's a very productive conversation that we're having today as well. Good. Single largest donor of military equipment.
He's got that swinging jaw too, huh?
Yeah, he's grinding away. He's probably getting those real bricks, getting the real pure with the U.S. currency that he gets so he can party in his $17 million penthouse in Dubai. Yeah.
So he's using his $8 million
house in Rishon, or his $45 million residence in Switzerland. Of course, he's got more than $1.7 billion parked in offshore accounts at this point in our own Gulf. And that's been acknowledged from the NSA. So these aren't lies. These aren't accusations. This is just the truth.
Lance,
you are funding a corrupt money laundering. We love you guys, Big MIG Mafia, subscribers, Rumble and Locals. See you guys on Wednesday.
I gotta worry about YouTube no more. I'm gonna play the whole song next time for everybody. We'll see you guys Wednesday, I guess, right?
First things first.
Ready? Peace out.
They're only gonna allow a couple thousand sites. 99% of the web will be off limits.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. We were blue-collar before it was cool to say you work for a living. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. This is coffee with a mission, a purpose, and a testament to the unyielding American spirit. It's a tribute to the tireless resolve that courses through the veins of our great nation. This is the taste of victory, the flavor of freedom, the coffee that stands as firm as our belief in America's destiny to lead and never to kneel. Beard Vet Coffee is more than a brand. It's a legacy steeped in the principles that make America great. It's for those who stand with pride under the stars and stripes, who uphold the values that light the torch of liberty for the world to see. So, are you ready to supercharge your day the American way? Beard Vet Coffee is not just a choice. It's a declaration of independence from mediocre mornings. Bold, brave, unbound. Brewed for the American patriot. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Welcome to the next generation of warfare, psychological warfare. In modern conflict, the mind is a potent weapon. Discover General Michael T. Flynn's groundbreaking guide, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare. Unlock tactics, strategies, and the mindset to navigate this cognitive battlefield that we all find ourselves in. Equip yourself against manipulation and emerge unscathed. Unleash your potential. Order now.